Dámy a pánové, nyní bych chtěla požádat oba ministry o několik slov ke vzájemné spolupráci obou zemí. Nejdříve poprosím pana ministra České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga.
Jsem velice šťastný, že jsme mohli teď podepsat to memorandum o porozumění. Myslím, že samozřejmá povinnost každé demokratické zemi Iráku v jeho svízelné situaci pomoci, a to je jeden krok v naší spolupráci. Naše spolupráce se bude ještě intenzivnější, teď ovšem spíše v hospodářské rovině. My samozřejmě budeme udržovat nadále to, co jsme dodnes dělali. Máme své vojáky, tam máme taky instruktory a všechno. Máme 5 členů v rámci misi NATO. Nicméně myslím, že pomalu už nastává čas intenzivněji spolupracovat na rekonstrukci Iraku. I na tom se bude Česká republika významné míře podílet. A jsem velice šťastný, že pan ministr, který jak známo není poprvé v Praze, on zná Prahu, nás zase tady navštívil, že toto přátelství a toto spolupráce zase utvrdíme a budeme v ní pokračovat až ke zdárnému konci. Děkuju mnohokrát.
A nyní bych o několik slov ráda poprosila pana ministra Irácké republiky.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased and honored to meet with your excellency here at the Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic. In fact, the signing of this memorandum of understanding between our two nations, our two governments, will provide us with a good framework of cooperation, of future cooperation on political, diplomatic cooperation between our two nations. And there are many areas where we could help each other. Secondly, I discussed with the foreign minister a number of bilateral issues, all actually to strengthen and deepen the bilateral relations between our two countries and our two nations. These have been historical, deep-rooted, and we are here just to follow, to build on them for the future of our two nations. We also discussed, in fact, a number of other issues related to economic cooperation between our two nations. The main reasons we are here is to express our deep gratitude for the Czech government, for the Czech people, for their continued support, for their unwavering support for the democratic transformation in Iraq. It hasn't been easy here. It hasn't been easy for us. But we are very encouraged by what we have heard, that the Czech government is committed to continue the mission, to continue to assist the Iraqi people. And even the number of troops that are in southern Iraq, we do not judge the contribution of the Czech Republic by the size of the soldiers. I think this is a political and moral message to the people of Iraq to overcome this. I also raised with His Excellency the need for the Czech economic contribution to Anbar province, especially this important province actually has been going through a major transformation. I think the Czech technicians and engineers were very instrumental in establishing many of the key factories in that troubled region. Now is the time actually to revive those, and even in the field of energy in that part of Iraq. We also discussed the need to activate the Czech commercial or trade offices both in the north, in Erbil and in Basra. We were reassured by His Excellency that all these issues would be looked favorably on. And once again, thank you very much for hosting us. I'm very pleased and honored to be here. Thank you.
Dámy a pánové, teď je prostor na vaše otázky. Nemůžeme dovolit z časových důvodů více než 3. Takže. Česká televize se chce zeptat. Čekný.
Chtěl bych se zeptat pana iráckého ministra, jestli během své návštěvy tady konzultoval i možnost, že by se do Iráku vrátili čeští policejní školitelé, kteří by pokračovali ve školení bezpečnostních expertů.
Yes. I think the Czech police have provided a valuable service to Iraqi police in Basra, and also through the NATO mechanisms. Also the Czech military officers have been helpful, very helpful for the training of our staff officer. So from our point of view, we in Iraq still need their continued engagement in maybe different capacity in different regions, but for us this is a very important service that the Czech have provided us.
Tak další otázka, agentura Reuters.
Good evening, Jan Kosal from Reuters. I would like to ask you, Mr. Minister, concerning the talks about American or partial American withdrawal from Iraq, where do you think that Iraqi forces are or will be ready by next summer to take over the approximately 30,000 soldiers that would be withdrawn? And concerning that also, when we talk, I saw that some Iraqi lawmakers are kind of uneasy about the 18 benchmarks concerning security and political issues that were set. And so I would like to ask you whether you think that these benchmarks are a fair yardstick to evaluate Iraqi situation at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. On the first question, the declaration that there would be a drawdown of a number of U.S. troops from Iraq has not come as a major surprise to us. In fact, that was expected in the view of the fierce political debate of domestic pressure and also the improvement of the security situation on the ground, that there would be a possibility for some limited drawdown. And by next summer, as has been declared, those troops who have helped in the surge policy or strategy may not be needed. There could be some further drawdowns also, but we've been reassured by the U.S. administration that the commitment will stay there, will remain. By then, we hope that the Iraqi military security forces would be able to improve in numbers, in equipment, and in missions to replace those forces who have left the country. On the other hand, we are considering some long-term arrangement between Iraq and the United States and other countries for some joint security partnership. So that would be a reassuring element. As on the benchmarks, in fact, these benchmarks are Iraqi benchmarks. They are not American benchmarks whatsoever. And we are doing our best to meet them. Some of the benchmarks are existential issues for us and need consensus. Those benchmarks will not be realized by majority rule. That's why time is needed. I was talking to some friends here in Prague. It took you quite some time to form your new government because you wanted to reach some consensus. So imagine the situation in Iraq and all this difficulty and the wave of terrorism and violence that we are subjected to. It needs some time. But the government is committed to fulfill its obligation to realize national reconciliation, to end the rule of militias, to do constitutional reforms, and also to have a national oil law for all the country, for a fair distribution of the wealth of the country. But we are working on these benchmarks. They are essentially Iraqis. Thank you.
Dámy a pánové, ještě nějaká otázka? Ano, ještě český rozhlas.
můžete trochu blíž, abych vás nepřeslyšel.
Vezmu si mikrofon, omlouvám se. Marek, Radiožurnál. Otázka pro pana ministra Schwarzenberga. Byla řeč o ekonomické spolupráci česko-irácké. Mohl byste nastínit, řekněme, jaká je ta současná úroveň a jaké jsou ty perspektivy, případně podmínky, za jakých lze v tuto chvíli podnikat v Iráku? Děkuji.
Podívejte se, my jsme jenom se káce, jak jste viděli, jsme se teprve káce setkali, tak jsme jenom se dotkli právě spolupráce, co se týká provincie Anháru, kde se pomalu situace uklidňuje. Tam jsou už továrny, které svého času byly pomocí Československa postavený. Máme taky tam zkušenosti v geologickém průzkumu, takže na tom bychom měli spolupracovat. Samozřejmě je spoustu jiných projektů v Iráku, na kterém doufám, čeští podnikatelé se budou podílet a v tom mají taky naši plnou podporu.
Dámy a pánové, děkuji vám, že jste přišli a přeji hezký večer.